All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It looks like the Boston Red Sox have their closer heading into 2016, and I say that because the Red Sox made a big move last week in acquiring closer Craig Kimbrell from the San Diego Padres, and in exchange, the Red Sox will be sending four prospects back to California in exchange for Mr. Kimbrell. Now, what Kimbrell gives the Red Sox is a lights-out closer in the ninth inning. In 6 years, five with the Atlanta Braves and last season with the Padres, Kimbrell has saved 225 games for an average of 43 per big league season. He strikes guys out. He has a low earned run average for his career. His ERA is just 1.63. And he's a guy that he might start off slow this year, but I think he's a guy that won't have any fear as far as pitching in the American League, nor the immense pressure that he will also face in Boston pitching for the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox did give up four prospects to get Kimbrell. Like I said, outfielder Manuel Margot, infielders Javier Guerrero and Carlos Asuaje, along with left-handed pitcher Logan Allen. And some people are asking, did the Red Sox give up too much for this? Because these are some of the better prospects in Major League Baseball. And you're looking at a guy that is a reliever. He's not a starter, and he's not an everyday player. But for Red Sox new president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, he feels like this was a move that had to be made. Because again, this is a Red Sox team right here that is coming off of consecutive last place finishes in the American League East. It's the first time in their organization's history since 1930 that the Red Sox have consecutive seasons in which they finished in last place. And they are trying to once again become relevant. Boston, over the last 5 to 10 years, has one of the better minor league systems in Major League Baseball. And you can have all of the prospects that you want. All of the guys aren't going to play. And if you feel like some of those guys are tradable and you can get something of a player of value or two back, you know, you have to make those moves. And you look at Dombrowski, I'm sure he has the backing of the ownership group there in Boston. And this is a guy right now that wants to go out there and he wants to get the Red Sox back into contention next season. And this is a move that is a start in the right direction. You look at the fact that Boston is still going to go out there, and I see them being in the mix for a guy like David Price as a starting pitcher, maybe even a Jordan Zimmermann, as he is on the market as well. And I think Boston is definitely going to try to beef up their starting rotation. They might look for another bat in their lineup as well. But this is definitely a step in the right direction. But at the same time, you bring in Kimbrell, and this is a trade that you make when you are a player or two away. Right now, the Red Sox aren't that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, the Red Sox did have a crazy winter last year, and historically, when they spend the money, it really has not come back to help them recently. So it's going to be interesting to see, because I really see the Red Sox spending more money this winter, and it's just going to be interesting to see how all of this meshes going forward for the Bo Sox in 2016. So folks, that's going to about wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.